Yeah, we're back.
I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is episode 328, the Trap Hinch episode.
Trap Hinch, the homie.
A homie. It's a trap hinch. But no, you know,
when you're in a pinch.
It's a weird one. You want to guess what he is?
The larva Pokemon.
That's a good guess. No.
Yeah. Damn it.
He's the ant pit Pokemon.
Ooh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
What's an ant pit?
I don't know.
I was like, does it make sense? I was like, I'm missing
but
something.
I figured it'd be something bug-like because he becomes a dragonfly.
Larva was
I guess dragonflies evolve from ants.
And oh, that's the logic we're going with. Okay, yeah. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I've heard crazier things in Pokemon, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's like, you find him in sands? I know, I guess. What is it? The ant what again? Ant pit?
Ant pit. Pokemon.
What the fuck is it? Ant pit?
That's what I said. I don't know. That's a good question.
Damn, I'm going to open a bar and call it the Ant Pit.
Damn, you got to have him as your mascot, though.
All
right, guys, this is the podcast about video games, comics, anime, movie, TV shows, card games, and...
card games. That's new. What else? I don't think we said that yet before. And all the cool shit, that's what.
Yeah.
We're live on twitch.tv/closet28. You can also get us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. You can watch these over there. Download the audio version through Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Or Stitcher.
I don't know why I keep saying Stitcher, because I'm not even sure if we're there anymore.
Well, we've been saying it forever, so I just kept saying it.
Yeah, I know. But like thinking about it now, I'm like, I haven't touched Stitcher. I'm not even sure if Stitcher exists still. I don't know. Maybe it's there. I don't know.
Damn, bro. Just abandoning Stitcher like that, huh?
They abandoned us.
Facts.
All right. Yeah, they abandoned us, literally, because after a while, I mean, when we first got on Stitcher, and it was all good, and then, like, I don't know, a year later or so, like, our podcast wasn't updating on Stitcher anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were fucking it up.
Yeah, and it happened to, like, a lot of people, too.
Okay, anyways. Maybe not Stitcher, then.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But if we're there, let us know.
That being said, Oh, yeah, you can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com if you have things you want us to talk about or things, questions you have, other stuff.
True.
Unfocused Week. AJ, what's going on, man?
I've been watching this this anime. I'm not sure if you heard of it.
No.
It's no called Death Note.
Wow, you're watching Death Note, huh?
Yeah.
And?
And it's pretty crazy. It's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
I'm like halfway through it right now. It reminds me of playing Among Us. Because in Among Us, you know, you or someone else might be an imposter. Yes, I'm watching it with Carla. And then when you're the imposter and you have these group meetings, you know, you try to convince people that you're not the killer, that you're not the imposter, that someone else is.
Like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. So you like you communicate with everyone else, and everyone else is pointing fingers, trying to figure it out, and you're trying to be one with them, trying to help them figure it out too. Or if you're being accused, and you try to find reasons why they shouldn't assume that it's you, and shit like that, right? Like, and that's what this is. And then sometimes you know, people will explain their thought process. Like, this is why I feel like this person is, you know, the imposter, because this happened, and then this happened, and then where was this person, and that person was over there. So how could this thing happen? You know. So
it's all this breaking people's logic apart.
Exactly, yeah. All the deduction reasoning and all that. So this is what it reminds me of. Like, just listen to them, like, talk. It's definitely a different anime than what I've seen before, thinking about it now, too. Most anime I've watched have all been action-based, you know, fighting, strategy, stuff like that, right? This is a different type of strategy. It's like mind game strategies right here. And then I guess the only other thing I've watched that's similar to, like, this type of, like, you know, not action going on is, like, Fruits Basket, because it's not really, like, any... It's not focused on the fight scenes or, you know, the strategic, you know, sports stuff, you know.
Only the strategy of tactics.
And exactly. Brain tactics, yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. Actually, you know, the other reason why I started watching this, too, actually, speaking of Among Us, because I do watch a bunch of YouTubers who like, you know, play Among Us. They haven't played in a while, but they started playing again recently. And one of the guys who, you know, the main guy you want to go watch, his name is this guy's Toast. I don't know why these YouTubers and Twitch streamers recently have been wanting to watch anime live on Twitch and then to see how long they can watch a whole series before getting banned. The one chick, Pokimane, started watching Avatar and she made it just a few episodes in. Disguised Toasto, he started watching Death Note on the stream to see how long he can go. He literally went almost all the whole season, the whole like series, into the very last episode, halfway through it, he got banned.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, a couple of days later, he came back and he finished watching the rest of it, but not through the actual anime. He had someone animate the last like half of that episode, and he voiced over it with a friend to kind of explain how the rest of it went, so he wouldn't have to actually play the actual show again, you know?
Smart move.
And like, I was watching that video when he was like presenting that, and I was like, this sounds hilarious. I want to watch this, but I haven't seen the anime yet, so I'm going to skip over this part. No, so now I want to finish Death Note and get to that last episode, watch that, and go watch his recreation just to see how, you know, spot on or not spot on it was, you know, just for the laughs. So that's another reason why I started watching it. But yeah, so we're watching Death Note. I finished this project. So this is my Switch dock with the what do they call it? GameCube ports on it now. So it looks like a Spice GameCube. You know, I'll probably remake this someday and actually add the memory card ports in it. But this is legit. It's actually, it should work. I haven't tested it out yet. But yeah, this is...
You gonna test it out today or what?
The new GameCube port here. It slides on and everything. I gutted the original, so... Oh, shit. Still loose pieces in here. But here's the original, right? This is where the GameCube port used to be. It had a, you know, USB connection. But now that's all just in here. So can't wait to actually start plugging shit into this and seeing how good. But at least there's less wires around, you know. The thing I hate about this... this is a Mayflash GameCube controller adapter USB. It's light, so like when you plug it in, it'll just fall over. Just there's no weight to it, so even when you go and plug it in, you don't have any weight behind it, so you got to go and hold the other end of it to plug in your port. You know, back in the day, you know, when I had a GameCube, you know, you just plug that shit in, you know, you don't have to hold the GameCube down, right? So that's kind of what this is kind of becoming, I guess, a support. I also did some Digimon card game stuff. I finally went in through all my decks and started rebalancing and adding new shit in there. So like BT6, EX01 shit. I started adding shit into there. So I was digging through that. I finished categorizing all my shit. Everything that I own, I think everything I own, as far as Digimon goes, is actually in my database now. So I can go to it and see how many I actually have. I forgot to count all those Rise Greymons, you know, those special promo ones. I think I have 20 of them, and I had to go back and re-put that in there. But yeah, so that's all done now. And now I'm just making that little webpage I made look better. Hmm. But that's pretty much all I've been doing.
All right.
Play a little bit Pokemon too, I guess that's it.
As for me, Digimon, building the decks, kind of like tweaking them and stuff. Wanting to play them more. Yeah, just trying to incorporate the EX1 stuff and, like, add more consistency to the decks. I like to put a lot of varied stuff in there, but see if I can add, like, just the same stuff so I can get the same shit every time, you know? So I've been doing that. What else? Oh, yeah, Peacemaker. I watched a couple more episodes of Peacemaker. That shit is so fucking funny. Highly recommend that shit.
Oh, okay. The Suicide Squad bitch one, right?
The spinoff, yeah. It's just really cool to see them use, like, a character and just, like...
That you can't see.
Exactly. A whole show where you can't see the main character. And, you know, just that they don't take it too seriously. They reference things... Oh, shit. They reference things you wouldn't expect them to reference that they've never referenced in the DC movies before. And this shit being canon to the DC movies is kind of, like, even more interesting. Like, they bring a Batmite, who's this little interdimensional guy who dresses up like Batman and flies around fucking with him all the time.
Wow.
Super obscure comic reference, and he references it in there. He's like, I'd rather hang out with Batmite than hang out with you. And they're like, who the hell's Batmite? He's like, you know, he's like an interdimensional being that flies around fucking with people, dressing like Batman. I'm like, no, you never heard of him? Well, I'd rather hang out with him than you. You know, I was like...
Is that like Bill Schnapps? Bill Schnapps?
Who's that?
You know, there's these ugly, gruesome creatures from Asgard. You don't have them here on Earth?
Not lately. Anyway, so yeah, the Bat, it's just cool to see little references to the other DC Universe stuff. I use a super obscure villain called Judo Master. Oh, I've never seen him in fucking anything before, so I'm like, that's fucking weird that they used him of all people. Yeah, Peacemaker, really cool. I like that show. Funny, crazy-ass action. I caught all the way up to Cobra Kai.
Oh, all the way up. Like you're done with it now?
I'm done with it now. So we're going to talk about that later. I got some theories.
Shit.
Yeah, Cobra Kai is amazing. I really loved it. It was, I'm sad that I'm caught up. But, yeah, I guess that's about it. Splatoon, I'm in S S3
oh.
right now for Splat Zones.
Gotta see where
I'm still mad that I don't have everything S. I want everything S. I don't even care about being S3, 0 through 10. I just want to fucking have everything S. And I can't get it. It's making me mad. But anyway, I'm moving up the ranks in the Splat Zone one.
Yeah, gotta look up the... I wonder if they still have the schedule on the app.
I know how I should be viewing that too. But yeah, so yeah, Splatoon. Getting better at that. I want to play more Smash. I missed out on the last Smash match.
Oh yeah, I won Hammer.
AJ brought my weapon back. I appreciate that. I didn't have time to, you know, defend it myself. So I sent my underling. And, you know, good job. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, that's pretty much...
That's what I let him think.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for my Unfocus week. Yeah, I don't think I really did anything else. That being said, no, wait, I thought I saw a movie. I think I did see a really crazy movie.
But... Oh, maybe I saw... No, I didn't see any movies. Maybe I did see a movie. No, I didn't see any movies.
I did. Splatoon. I just can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you could buy items on here and shit, too.
What?
Why the fuck was I using a splat gun? Or a splatting...
Anyway, that's my Unfocus week. You know, I think we might as well go into the review section now, because spoiler alerts for everyone who doesn't want to know about Cobra Kai, because we're going to talk about that now.
Yeah, should I put spoiler warning
on
this
shit? Yeah,
bro,
you got to put spoiler warning.
Damn, we haven't done this in like a month.
Wow, your Capri Sun has Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. That's cool.
You already had it red.
Have you already seen it? Make sure that you listen to us. If you haven't seen it, turn this off, because we're going to talk about Cobra Kai and the newest thing that's happened.
Season 4,
yeah.
T's finished it. I've been done with it. Spoiler warnings. You guys know how it goes. Hear the music, see the words up top, and we're talking about it.
Yeah, and so, okay. Holy shit. I will say, I love everything about it. It's so good. But I am getting a little bit lost as to the team flipping. Like, who's on whose team, where we're at, you know? Like,
yeah, I was kind of getting lost between that once in a while, too. I'm like, wait, he's... claiming Miyagi now? Like, I thought he
Summer
was...
Hawk, right?
Yeah, that
threw me off, too.
Yeah, he's kind of like, going back and forth, too.
I was like, wait, he's Miyagi-Do now? Yeah. That caught me off guard, too. Okay, but other than that, like, I love it. Everything's dope.
Yeah.
Tori,
I like Tori's whole story this season. It was pretty good.
Nice rhymes.
Tori's story, you know? What's his name? LaRusso's son, Anthony LaRusso, you know, is kind of making a more of a... He has his own little arc going on now, yeah, right?
I like him, but he's a bitch ass. But now he's kind of not a bitch ass. But of course, that's when he got the ass whooping, though. You know, yeah. Once he decided to be good. That's what happens, right?
Right. And you know what I was upset about, though, is the new kid, too. Kenny, the new, you know, kid at school, you know?
You didn't like him?
No, I like him. I liked him a lot. But, like, he just, you know... went down the wrong path. He just met the wrong people and shit like that. And, you know, Anthony LaRusso was there to kind of fuck up his path too, right?
And it's a good metaphor for Johnny, huh? Like, maybe Johnny just caught the wrong people at the wrong time.
Maybe. I don't know.
He seems like a good guy. He's just kind of an asshole, you know, but he's a good guy.
I guess, yeah. But yeah, like, dude was just getting... Like, this is, like, a good, like, you know, example of, like, what happens when you get bullied, you know, and there's nowhere there to help you and, you know, shit just goes wrong. And
he turned to the worst.
Yeah, exactly. And then he, like... And then when he found Cobra Kai, I was like, oh, no, this is not the people I'm supposed to be finding in this situation right now.
Isn't it funny how through his whole arc, you're just hoping he's going to find Miyagi-Do?
Yeah.
And then he fucking finds Cobra Kai, and you're like, no!
Yeah. And then he finds Miyagi-Do people... But then they start, like, fucking with him.
Yeah, they start fucking with him.
In the bathroom.
Like, oh,
yeah,
man.
They're like, nah, this is not working out. Like, yeah, that's just a bad, you know, Lemony Snicket's, you know, a series of unfortunate events.
For real. You're just living that Lemony Snicket life.
Yeah. But I like kind of what they're doing with him right now, though. But, like, you know, hopefully he sees a different side. I don't know what's going to go on with him. And then we have the new dude, fucking Silver, that Kreese went out and found, like, his old
Silver.
Buddy.
He's back. From Karate Kid 3.
Yeah, which I've never seen.
I have seen Karate Kid 3.
You have, okay.
I think I told you last week that I was shocked by Season 3 because I realized I had never seen Karate Kid 2 ever in my life.
Right.
Yeah. So, I have seen 3, though, because I remember... the moment where, you know, Terry had him punching this pole with, I think, Johnny's face on it or some bad, maybe the other kid we were talking about, the new main villain of 3.
Okay.
But he was punching this pole with his face in it, and, you know, he started bleeding, and there's blood all over the picture, and he's like, Sensei, I'm bleeding. He's like, that's your enemy's blood. He's like, you're doing a good job.
Oh, wow.
I was like, fuck. And he was like, yeah, right? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, damn, Daniel, you're going down a dark path, my boy.
It sounded like he was on drugs or something. That's your enemy's blood. What? Which wow.
Which Silver did say that, which is funny. They made a, he was acting mad wild in that movie. Like, I can't wait till you see that movie. He's acting crazy in that fucking movie, like, for no reason.
Yeah, he did mention he was, like, you know, hyped up on coke and alcohol or some shit, right?
He
did
say something like that, They showed scenes when he was, like, terrorizing Daniel and shit, and, like, he looked super cracked out, but, like, it's funny because they weren't saying that back then, like, that wasn't the
thing.
And
now they admit it, you know?
Yeah, now they brought it full circle around.
Cancel Silver,
man. Child abuser. Which is funny because me and AJ... I was telling AJ how Daniel LaRusso is actually older than Silver.
Yeah, that's
Ralph
crazy.
Macchio is older than that actor. And I'm like, what the fuck?
But like, how much though? Like a couple years or something? A few years? That's crazy.
But just the fact that like he played his teacher, like a Vietnam vet.
Yeah,
and he was
right?
a high school student. And he's older than him. I'm like, because Ralph Macchio just looks young as fuck.
Yeah, he still does.
Even now, like he's like 60-something.
And the other dude looks old because it's funny now, like his name is Silver and his hair is like super grayed out, right? So he has the silver hair, you know?
It's like what you always wanted.
So I thought that was kind of crazy. But yeah, that dude's in there now. And then
I remember that he was, because of his name, Silver, the thing that he was teaching Daniel was the Quicksilver timing, like the Quicksilver training. He had to like make you super strong really fast, and that's to do like super extreme shit. Like,
yeah, LaRusso find him like on an infomercial shit or something, you know?
No.
Super Quicksilver training, you know? Come now. Only $20 a month.
That fool like suckered him into Cobra Kai and then like revealed that he was with John Kreese, and he was like, oh, motherfucker. Mm. And then that's when Daniel was like, nah, man, fuck you guys.
Mm.
But then, you know, like,
spoilers.
Yeah, sorry. Ruined Karate Kid 3 for anybody.
Spoiler Inception here.
Okay, yeah, so you're saying that's the character you really liked was
Kenny.
Kenny's arc.
Kenny's, yeah, like his arc. Like I said, like I even said it last time, like Tori. Like this season, this made me like her a little more, for sure. And then, yeah, we had the whole thing with the, what's her name, Sam. You know, her whole thing where she's going back and forth between the two, kind of, you know, butting heads with her dad and all that,
see,
right?
I was going to say, actually... kind of grew to like Sam a little bit more because I haven't been liking her. I liked her in the very first season, and I kind of didn't like her in season 2 and 3. In season 4, I'm kind of starting to like her again, you know? Like, I kind of respect her journey a little more now.
Right.
And then she fucking lost. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, that tournament was pretty hype, though. Like,
that was a great tournament. I'm glad they gave it 2 episodes and not one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have been so mad if it was 1 episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see maybe more of like some other dojos, like close up and all that. Oh, I like the girl they picked up when Eagle Fame went out there.
Oh, she's so funny.
Yeah, she's dope.
From the debate team?
Yeah.
Dude, just as soon as she was in the debate team and she was like, you know what? Screw this. She's like, I quit because this, for whatever reason, she's like, this is bullshit or something. And she walked away.
She's fucking, didn't she like go and like rip a book or like,
in front of his face? She's like, here's your argument. And she just tore it up and threw it in his face or something. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, she's Eagle Fang Karate. Like, she is, though. Like,
yeah, for real. So
I can't wait to see, I hope her character develops more and she becomes more of a thing.
And I like how she like she knows she's competitive and she knows she doesn't like, she's like, I don't make the same mistake twice, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, and they were like, I know she's all down since she's mad because she lost, and he's like,
yeah,
well, don't worry, you're brand new. She's like, oh, I already know. Next year, I'm going to kick these bitches' ass. So I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited to see more of her next season for sure. But yeah, she's cool. And then in the tournament too, freaking Miguel, like this fucking shit you didn't even see coming. He fucking goes for that crazy ass kick and fucking pulls a muscle on his back, and you think, oh shit, he just re-injured his back and shit, right? But luckily it wasn't that serious, but like enough to like
Scare him.
It's not only to scare him, but also to take him out of the tournament and everything too.
Well, no, he did not fight because he wasn't feeling good. He didn't fight because he didn't like how Johnny was pushing him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So too, I think he could have fought, but he was just like, you know what, fuck this shit.
I think he could have, but I don't think he should have, though.
No, you never know what's going to happen with some shit like that.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what the lady told him, too, the healer or whatever. I call her healer like we're watching Yu Yu Hakusho, but the medic. She was like, you know what? She's like, if you don't feel like pushing your body, if you feel like your body's telling you no, she's like, don't do it. But if you want to go, go for it.
Yeah.
And I was like... yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then so he got DQ'd pretty much, and then Hawk came through, right? Dude, like, and then Hawk ends up winning the whole thing, right? So that was cool.
As I was telling you just a little while ago, I knew as soon as Robbie took his shirt off, I was like, It's over.
Didn't they tie? And it was a tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, they had to go to sudden death. That's so right. First point wins.
Yeah.
And then Robbie took his shirt off like he was all badass and shit. And then it's funny because Eli looked like all intimidated at first, like he was afraid. And then he looked at the ref, and the ref was like, whatever. And then it's like, and then he's like turned around all badass and took his off, and like, and he flapped the wings just one time. I was like, oh shit. Yep. Like, I was like, it's over, Robbie. You fucked up, man. Like, you brought the hawk back out, you know?
Yeah. But I like to, I don't know, just I like that moment because, like, because you're expecting Robbie to win, right? Because he's like, you know, the one you're following.
He's kind of the new Karate Kid. I mean,
yeah.
It's really Miguel, but since Miguel's kind of stepping away right now, it's kind of Robbie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was glad to see him lose. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, so I like that happen. And then freaking Tori and Sam's fight was pretty dope too.
Oh, that was dope. I really liked that fight.
And I liked it, the just the mental things they're both going through, you know, during that whole battle. Because she, like, it was Terry Silver who was trying to, like, get her to do the illegal shit, like, back in the day. And
Kreese like, back in the old days.
You know.
Kreese is like, you do what you want to do. I like that. That was cool.
Yeah. And then how, like, what's his name? Daniel went ahead and told Sam, hey, whatever style you want. Do you, you know? I was like, oh shit. And then she's like, fuck yeah. You
she kind of made her own style up there. Did you see that? Yeah. She like,
dude, she took power stance?
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh shit.
I saw that shit too. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah,
like,
she took demons, but when she blocked, she started fucking hitting back hard. And I was like, oh shit. Like, it's like some Rock Lee shit she's doing now. Like, yeah. She was cool.
Where the fuck she get that stance from?
I don't know, bro.
Who taught her that shit?
I was wondering that too. Like, yeah. I was like, I was understanding she was mixing concepts.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but where'd you get the stance from? Yeah. Like, that's a brand new thing. Like, we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And that is like an old school like karate thing. But I'm like, but I don't think Daniel LaRusso was doing that shit. So I don't remember him ever doing that. So I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, no, that'll come up later on. And it's like, oh yeah, I did some training when I was younger with Mr. Miyagi. He taught me that.
They
like,
have
imagine.
Oh, that'd be cool. They had mentioned that she did practice a little with Mr. Miyagi. Mm-hmm. It's funny when he had a little anecdote story with the son. Because he's like, yeah, you guys got all this history, Mr. Miyagi. I feel so left out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, he taught Sam some moves, but he never taught me anything, you know? Mm-hmm. But he was like, well, I'll tell you this. He's like, when Mr. Miyagi carried you, he's like, you threw a kick and you caught him. And he laughed. Laughed, dude. I was like, you're the only one I've ever seen land a hit on Mr. Miyagi. I was like, that's fucking funny. That was pretty good.
I remember that. That was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know what I'm also thinking, too, with this whole thing? I feel like they're getting these younger actors now to prolong this series, I feel, with Kenny coming through.
And
LaRusso's kid coming through, yeah. And then maybe that new girl who joined Eagle Fang, like maybe they might carry on, you know, once Miguel and Tori and Sam, like, you know,
if they have to move that generation out somehow.
Exactly.
I can see that.
Yeah, so I feel like that might be happening. So they can go fucking 8 seasons or some shit, you know?
It's just amazing how genius this show is. I think I was telling you, like, it's crazy how like they did so well with this and they fucked Star Wars up. It's just really weird to me. I'm like, you guys had so much money behind Star Wars to not fuck it up, and you guys did. Like, and Karate Kid's like the simple. I know they're both like '80s pop movies, but like, it's just so much more simple, and they just did so much more with it than Star Wars did.
Yeah.
Like, it's just. I know it's a weird comparison.
But like, I get you though.
You know, like.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
And then you want to talk about the theory too that like Carla brought up. Johnny's a father.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. So Terry Silver mentions that John Kreese's weakness is Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just don't understand why. And, you know, AJ's lady brought up a point. Maybe Johnny is the son of John Kreese. And I'm like,
they're both Johns, right?
They're both Johnny Jr. Silver called him Johnny at one point. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I remember the moment he called him Johnny.
I was kind of confused, too. I'm like, did we know that already? Like,
we knew he was John Kreese, but it really clicked when he called him Johnny.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And in the third movie, he does call him Johnny once at the very beginning.
Hmm.
He's like, hey, Johnny, long time no see, you know, like. But that's it. Every other time he calls him John Kreese or Sensei Kreese. So, you know, that's all he calls him. So it's like you kind of forget about it, you know? Yeah. I'm like, damn, that fool's Johnny too. So yeah, I could very much see him being his dad, especially since Kreese keeps fucking with Johnny. Like, he won't leave him alone, you know? Like,
you think Kreese knows?
I think if he is the dad, he knows.
Hmm.
But there's a chance he doesn't know. Because as you and I were talking about earlier, his commanding officer told him his girlfriend was dead. We don't know that that's true.
True.
We just don't know that's true. Mm. The guy might have just told him that to fuck with him, to break him right before that fight.
Maybe.
Interesting. You know?
And then yours, he had another theory about, was it Tori's that you said?
Yes. See, you know, my problem is I don't remember the name of the character because I don't remember that the character's name, period. Mm. But there is a character in Karate Kid 3 that was part of Cobra Kai. He was one of the students of Terry Silver. And, like, he was, like, a hotshot, you know, like, he was the true, like, you know, student of Cobra Kai when he was lying, when he was telling Daniel it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man, this guy, people are saying that, let me just get his name real quick, hold on. People are saying that this character just might be Tori's dad, because he's kind of a hothead, and Tori's kind of a hothead, and she knew some martial arts before she got there, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really talk about that. So, you know, something they were throwing out there about. It's a possible idea I was thinking about. Mike Barnes. There you go. Mike Barnes.
That was the character's name?
Yes.
Not Bucky Barnes, right?
Not Bucky Barnes. It's how he looks if you want to see. But yeah, this character, Mike Barnes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if he's Tori's dad.
What's Tori's last name? Do we know?
Oh, we don't know. Maybe we do, and I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the reason I think this is because when Tori's bitch ass aunt came to talk shit to her, say you're a hothead just like your dad.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh shit. And then it reminded me that she knew martial arts when she first got there. You know. Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's one theory. My other theory: Stingray's older sister.
Oh.
I think it's Julie. I think it's Hilary Swank. I don't know for sure, but I'm just looking at ages. Stingray's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking like maybe a few years older than that. That's about how old Hilary Swank would be, I would think. Because he's like in his 30s, like late 20s.
Late 20s, yeah, I would say, yeah.
And like, you know, his sister has this nice-ass mansion house that he's living in. I'm guessing she's like pretty into whatever career she's doing or pretty good at whatever she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably older. So I'm thinking that his sister might be fucking Hilary Swank. And maybe that's why he was gravitated to what? Karate. Because his sister was always fucking doing karate and shit, you know? And he just happened to stumble on Cobra Kai instead of Miyagi-Do, you know?
Right.
Another theory is maybe he's trying to get, you know, show up his sister by picking the rival school. But I don't know if that's the case. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
But they just kept mentioning his older sister. And they go, oh, you're only here because your older sister lets you be here. And I'm like, man, they don't say shit like that for no reason in this show. You know, whenever they bring up some shit like that,
yeah,
it almost always becomes somebody we knew or somebody important to the story.
Okay.
So, that's my guess. And then my other theory is that I really feel like Sam is going to be, like, angry and because she can't win with Johnny and Daniel Styles. And she's going to do something. She's going to break a picture in the Miyagi-Do room of Mr. Miyagi and be like, oh shit, you know? And she goes to clean it up, she's gonna look at the back of the paper and he's gonna have a letter written to Julie.
Mm.
You know, my student Julie, and she's gonna be like, what the fuck? Who the fuck's Julie? You know? And then she's gonna seek her out and we're gonna have a Rey and Luke thing from Last Jedi where she's gonna be like, you know, teach me, and she's like, no, I don't do that anymore. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's kinda like Johnny and Miguel actually, you know, pretty similar, you know?
Alright, yeah.
And then, you know, I think that Tori's gonna go there too. And I think that's how they're going to make up, is by being students under Julie.
Okay.
And now we got a female karate school.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting if that all happens like that.
You know, yeah. Just a theory on my side, you know. Hopefully.
But I feel like that would make make her more of a permanent character, cast member, Hilary Swank. I don't think she has time for that.
Why not? She's not doing that many movies these days.
I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she does need something to do, huh? I don't know.
She says she wants to be part of this in the creator said they want her to be part of it. That's the only reason I have so many strong theories about her. Once I saw them say something about it and her said, like, I'd be down. Like, I'm like, it's going to happen. Like, there's no way they're not going to do it now, you know?
Yeah. Like, all right. So hopefully that does happen. That'll be cool to see. I need to go back and watch those movies, though, because I don't remember a damn thing about any of it. Actually, I've never even seen 2 and 3. I think I did see New Karate Kid.
Wait,
but I don't remember it, though. The original too.
Yeah, I've definitely seen 1 and 3. Like I said, I know I've never seen 2. I don't know if I've ever finished 3. I don't know if I've ever seen the tournament of three. Mm. Because there's, I believe there's a tournament at the end of three, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that. But yeah, I know I've definitely seen one and the next Karate Kid, which is Julie's one, you know? Yeah.
And then, and also, where's Miguel going, you know? I mean, yeah, Mexico City, I think is what it said, right?
Yeah, he's chasing after his dad, who's into some shady business, apparently.
Yeah, and, cartel or some shit, probably, right?
And I was telling AJ, I think we're going to have, like, a Streets of Rage thing, you know? Like, they're going to be fighting his criminal dad and shit, like Johnny and
so
Miguel.
Maybe that does happen. Maybe they both go to Mexico looking for him, and then Sam is left alone to, like, figure out shit, and she finds Julie and starts training under her while her dad's gone. That sounds like a thing.
Right.
And then technically, too, right now, like...
And because Julie's mad... Oh, and Sam's mad at her mom right now. So she has no mother figure to connect with, right? Because her mom's cool with Tori and shit, you know?
Yeah, she's kind of,
She doesn't really like that shit too much.
Yeah, true. And also on top of that, like, they're not supposed to, they're supposed to close their dojos too, right? Miyagi-Do, because of the whole bet with
Does Eagle Fang have to close too, or was it just Miyagi-Do? I feel like they didn't say Eagle Fang had to close.
Yeah, they probably even know Eagle Fang exists, huh?
Yeah, I don't think they even, like, they were like, what? You know?
Like, what the fuck is Eagle Fang?
They know now, but I don't think they knew back then.
Like. Yeah, so, but, like, maybe there's that whole thing, too, that kind of, like, lets them go ahead and expand Cobra Kai and everything, you know? Like, which is already what they're already doing and shit, right?
It's so scary.
Yeah, so there's that whole thing. I think Miguel's father is going to be, like, running a... All right, you're actually saying he might be running an illegal, like, fighting ring or something like that, right?
Underground fighting ring,
I think it's going to be luchadors. That's my guess.
I would love it if it was. If Miguel was able to bring that into his fighting style, that'd be fucking wild.
That would be crazy.
I'd like that a lot, actually. And we know Miguel's from Ecuador, but his dad's kicking it in Mexico.
Yeah.
So I'm just guessing his dad's Mexican. I don't know.
And then the mom's from Ecuador. That's my thing. That's my thing. But yeah, I think we covered everything.
That's it, right?
Everyone's...
Terry Silver fucking cheated.
By the way, like, Stingray and your homegirl, what's her name, came back?
Yeah, I was so happy. You guys were watching last week, I was bitching that they weren't in it and, like, why they wrote them out. It is still weird to me that they wrote them out the way they did. I'm glad they brought them back in.
Yeah.
I am sad Aisha still is not going to be in it. But I like that
she had,
like,
her cameo, though. Right?
Yeah, that made me happy. That was enough to make me be like, all right, cool.
Yeah. So
and then the Stingray story coming back, it made me real happy. I was like, oh, shit, Stingray's a main character.
Yeah. And that was pretty crazy, the whole setup that freaking Silver did with Stingray and all that.
Yo, I didn't see that coming, man.
Yeah,
we started beating his ass. I was like, damn, Terry's an asshole.
Yeah.
But he had a plan. I was like, oh, man.
Damn. So he's going to come out and be Cobra Kai then when he's better, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Stingray. He's probably going to be the new... Stingray's going to be the new Terry Silver, and Terry Silver is going to be the new John Kreese.
Okay.
And I think season 5 is going to end with them bailing Kreese out of jail. And he's going to help them. You know what I mean? John... Daniel and
Johnny. Damn, increasing to be Eagle Fang? What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. I think, like, they're going to be like... Dude, he's like, you know, we're... It's going to be like the Chosen moment where, you know, you don't know he's talking to him at the end of the season. And then this fool's going to come out of the shadows like this. Like, you know, like, he's like, I'll help you defeat him. You know, like.
Speaking of which, that dude, like, you know how he taught LaRusso how to do the pressure shit thing to kind of, like, you know.
Yeah, to disable your opponents. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we were going to see more of that. And I thought we were going to see fucking the Miyagi-Do kids learn all that shit, too, to defend themselves against Cobra Kai.
Well, I think that's why he brought Chosen, because he's.
To go ahead and teach.
Because Daniel's not a master of that, so I don't think he feels comfortable.
But he did use it against Kreese.
And against Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
He's on Johnny, and Johnny was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, that show's crazy.
So I want to see more of that shit.
Me too.
You know,
me
so too. Then the whole Avatar shit happening and all that, right? Mm. All right. But anyways, anything else to say on this, though?
No, man. Cobra Kai's great. Cobra Kai never died. That's all I got to say.
All right. Spoiler over.
Spoiler over. Should we get it really is a great show, man. It just did such a good job.
Go see it. Netflix. News.
News.
Okay. This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Your hat is black. No.
All right. This is the main part of the show where we talk about all the news that we haven't covered throughout the week for you guys. You want to kick it off, AJ, or shall I?
Go ahead.
All right. First piece of news I got is Masters of the Universe.
Ooh.
So you know how there was an animated Masters of the Universe that came out?
Like a remake, right?
Yeah, like the animated one for Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix has announced they have more projects coming for Masters of the Universe, one of which being a live-action Masters of the Universe.
Have they done that before?
Netflix hasn't, but it has been done
before. But it has been done, right? Yeah.
Yeah, people usually pan that movie because it was so... It had kids involved for no fucking reason. They were, and it took place in the real world for no fucking reason.
Why do they do shit like that?
I don't know why they do shit like that.
I'm glad they stopped doing shit like that, though.
Yeah, man, I'm really glad that they moved forward past those things and, like, learned from their mistakes. They got the writer from, the co-writer from Shang-Chi.
You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, David Callahan. And they got, you know, people that have produced other famous movies, like, recently, like The Lost City and stuff like that, to be involved in this. The only thing that's just a little bit fearing of this is it seems like he might be a displaced character that's brought into a whole new world.
So doing it again?
From Earth.
Are they doing it again?
In a regular time setting. So yeah, it kind of sounds like we're doing it again.
They're
going to
make it into a comedy. They're gonna
Not comedy, but like kind of like He-Man is a regular kid from Earth like us. And got taken into the whole Grayskull shit, which again is not the fucking He-Man story. He's from the whole Grayskull world. You know, that's his world. Like, he's. So they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just, that's why I thought it was so funny to bring that up. I was like, yeah, I'm glad they learned from their mistakes. And...
It's like the whole Smurfs movie that came out like a few years ago. Like, they came into like the real world, right? Or some shit. Yeah.
See, the only thing that did that right recently was Sonic. But that's because, like, Sonic actually does kind of come into the real world in some of the mediums.
Sonic X did that, right?
Sonic X and even Sonic Adventure to a degree kind of implies that they're stranded in the real world. Like,
oh, really?
Because there's regular people walking around and shit.
Yeah, there is that. That's true.
Yeah, so.
I wonder what the deal is that. But that's not shit I remember in the fucking comics, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
You know what? It did happen in one comic, but I choose to ignore that comic. Thinking about it now, this is one comic.
I've chosen to ignore that
from Archie's. I think it's called Sonic Live.
Oh, I don't blame you for ignoring that. Yeah, that's fair. You can ignore that. You're allowed.
There was also a Sonic Sabrina crossover at one point too. Because again, Archie was all Archie. So
true.
Anyways, but yeah, like I want to hear a theory or maybe have someone explain to me why back in the, you know, 90s, 80s, why they wanted to go take some IP and just fucking not even pay attention to the original storyline of it and just make up their own shit, just knowing the basics. Oh, he's strong and he yells this thing and he has his sword.
Like, as long as he looks like that and says the thing, right? We're good.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you know, same thing with like Mario. You know, why they go ahead and take the Mario Brothers, kind of make them plumbers, right? And they fight these big lizard dude, right? All right, we could do some shit like that. Get some plumbers, have some magical shit happening, and you know, this guy becomes a lizard at the end. That works, right?
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. We'll do it.
Yeah. So, I wonder what the theory was behind, you know, Hollywood wanted to go take that approach rather than actually go read the source material and make it work. You know, like what the fuck. Anyways.
Yeah.
Next one.
You want me to do another?
I'll do another right now. Or I'll do one. Banjo-Kazooie. Ever heard of that game before?
No.
Oh,
of
shit.
Course I've heard of Banjo-Kazooie. I love that game.
So apparently now it's on the... Well, if you have the Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion shit that gives you all the access to the 64 games and Sega Genesis game, Banjo-Kazooie is now part of that right now. I don't have the expansion pack thing for online, so I don't have access to this. But apparently this came out last week. And I just heard about it. So
dude, I need to main him in Smash Bros. I need to learn.
Oh, he is in there, huh?
Right?
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah. I think so.
I gotta learn how to use him. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, he is. Why haven't we fucked with him yet?
I don't know. We haven't even tested him. You want to test him after this?
Maybe he's part of Season 1. I don't think I have the Season 1 pass.
I don't think he's part of Season 1. I think he came more recently. Like, not the last one, but one of the last two or three raids. Raves.
Maybe he is in there then.
I
don't recall seeing him there. But it's on the Nintendo Switch now. If you have the online expansion, Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion members will have this already available to them.
Okay. You know, this is a video game podcast about fighting games, and, you know, there's a movement going about fighting games I didn't know it was a thing. So, anyone that's ever played fighting games knows, you know, there's...
That's hard as fuck.
They are hard as fuck. But, you know, apparently the LGBTQ community wants to kind of be a little bit more part of it. And I didn't know that that community already kind of, like, champions certain characters like Sindel and stuff, because she like is all glamorous and whipping her hair around. You know, they like right. that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know, there's so many fighting games, you know, with girls with big tits and big butts, you know, like, you know, like more garnered toward us, you know, straight guys and stuff like that, and young boys. And they're like, they feel like there should be a balance. So there's this new game that they're trying to push that looks pretty cool. It's a 2D fighter game called Drag Her.
Oh, shit.
Right? And it's, you know, about drag queens fighting yeah. in a fighting game. I actually go to YouTube. There's a trailer for it.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. I kind of like the spirit behind it. I was like, this is interesting. And all the voice casts are all going to be, you know, LGBTQ communities, you know, and queer and drag queen people. And it's just fucking crazy. I'm like, this is interesting. I never thought fighting games were going to get to this level, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, it starts out, it says, Chun-Li, who's she? And then, Sindel, never heard of the bitch. You know, like,
look at that. Helga from the Interplay game. Helga? What the fuck? Super NES and Sega, where a clay meteor
crashes into a circus. Oh, yeah, Helga from Clay Fighters, I remember.
That's a whole explanation.
And basically, they're saying they're tired of being championed by female characters. And they, you know, they're going to do drag queen characters.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, I feel like I'd be down to play it more if it wasn't so much pink and yellow. You know, if the colors are mixed up a little more, I'd be down for it.
The art style looks too much. Oh, what does it remind me of?
That Barbie game from SNES. That's what it reminds me of. Do you remember that Barbie game from SNES?
I remember certain Barbie games, but
Jesus
like...
Jesus Christ, I remember that game. Too much.
I don't know, but like, yeah. Oh, it looks like Simpsons. Like, it looks too like much like Simpsons or like Futurama
you
style.
Say
almost. K-ho? That's what it said.
Yeah, that's like hilarious. Say K-O.
All right. I ain't mad at this too. I mean, the art style, I don't know, but like,
yeah, the actual concept of the game and the fighting system looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure like they're slowly trying to add characters like that into already established games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't forget Poison. Poison was the first one, right?
That was a translation error. People always bring that shit up. Like, hey, oh, it says she's male in this game. It's like, well,
hey, I said what I said.
But there's always that they all the community clings on to sometimes too. I feel like I can't remember who else, but I know there's certain characters that have been coming out lately that have, you know, came out as, you know, either like bi or lesbian and stuff like that. Can't think of any at the top of my head. But that's probably a good thing. I mean, they just blend in really good.
Yeah, right? They just made it. Wow. And each character will be based on and voiced by real-life drag artists.
Oh, okay.
Many of which people might know from RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And Dragula, which is on
another reality show, probably.
Yeah, it's on... it's like a game show. And it's on Shudder. It's like a horror drag queen show.
Oh, wow. Okay,
like
that's cool.
Like a game show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, keep your eye out for this game if you want a new fighting game.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if it made it to Evo and became like a top fighting game. Fucking crazy.
That'd be hilarious.
All right, AJ?
Yeah, I guess actually to keep it on the fighting game thing real quick. We got news of this. So King of Fighters coming out pretty soon. In a few days? On the 17th. February 17th. King of Fighters 15 dropping on PlayStation, PC, and Xbox. And then they are already announcing DLC characters. So in the first scene we're going to get in March. So if you get the season pass thing, you'll get this right away. But check it out. T. Oh, my. I haven't even switched.
Rock! My boy Rock Howard?
In KOF 15.
Oh, shit.
And they're giving you a whole team. So you're not only going to get Rock, but you'll get two other characters.
From Mark of the Wolf?
From Team. It's Team Garou.
Oh
yeah, so
shit.
I'm guessing they're gonna. Oh, Joe's in the game. Fuck, I was wondering if he's been announced yet. Okay, I'm even more excited
shit,
now. I don't remember Joe
Rock.
Being announced. I know who the fuck this dude is, but he's also. But he might be for the same game because it's called Team Garou. But yeah, and then also some chick also is this chick too.
Yeah, I think they're all from Mark of the Wolf.
Yeah. They probably are, because I don't recognize
it. It is Garou, Mark of the Wolf, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they call Team Garou.
Okay.
But yeah, look out for them on March. I'm kind of, like, down for sure for this game. And then they already announced Team 2, which would be out in May. They didn't show anything, but it's these guys. Team Southtown.
By the way, hey, pause it real quick. Well, after watching Cobra Kai, don't you feel like Terry Silver could be Geese Howard?
Ooh.
When I was watching it the whole time, I was thinking about that. Like, dude, like you're like Keese,
I like
dude.
That. I like
you
that.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you seem like an asshole, like you're controlling, but he still seems like he can fight and like he's strong, you know? Like, yeah. I'm like, dude.
Predictable,
like,
you know? Yeah.
Imagine like that, he's saying that, everything throws you like predictable. Just walks away like.
I can see that.
Yeah. So
I'm not mad at that.
Oh, no. Yamazaki?
Is that who
is that? The fool? Remember the fool with his hands in his pocket? The fucking,
oh,
like,
is that him?
Yeah, like he like swipes at you at like lightning speed and shit from his pockets.
I don't know who it is.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
right?
You're talking about,
that's,
but like,
that's him.
That's him? Okay, maybe it is him.
Like he's over here like this with his hands already. Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, that's him.
But yeah, KOF 15 coming out soon, and that's some of your first DLC packs right there. So if you hype, go get the full pack and everything. The deluxe edition, which is going to give you the base game and those first two teams. Apparently also some extra outfits and all that too. So I think I might go do that because, I'm kind of excited to play this game.
All right. So this is going to reach back to 90s comic fans. So this is the MCU fans of Marvel. We're not going to know anything about this stuff. But there is a new comic book being released by Marvel about the Fantastic Four called The New Fantastic Four.
The new ones?
It's funny because they're actually the old new Fantastic Four.
The old new, what the fuck?
I'll tell you why. Because if anyone knows from the 90s, there was a group when, you know, Marvel was trying to shake up the Fantastic Four and make them different and more entertaining or whatever.
Why is there two things?
They made a new Fantastic Four team.
Mm-hmm.
And in that team was, you ready for this?
Okay, okay.
Wolverine.
Okay.
Ghost Rider.
Okay, why?
Spider-Man. And Grey Hulk.
Grey Hulk.
Not regular Hulk. Grey Hulk.
Okay, who's Grey Hulk?
Grey Hulk is the Hulk that is smart. Like, he can think and strategize and has plans. A.K.A. they call him Mr. Fix-It.
Mm. Like, wow.
Yeah, scary.
So he's Hulk with, like, Banner's brain?
No, he's not Banner's brain.
Damn.
He has his own
brain. Is he even Banner?
Yeah, he is Banner. Okay. He is Banner. But, like, when he becomes Grey Hulk, he kind of gets his own psyche and his own mind. Mm. And he's not Hulk or Banner.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
He's, like, smart Hulk.
Yeah.
He is aware of Hulk and Banner.
Yeah.
But he's, like...
But he's neither of them.
Yeah, he's neither of
wow,
them.
Wow, okay.
Right? And so Grey Hulk is, like, pretty smart. You know, he joins teams, does his own thing, solves crimes and shit.
Damn, okay.
Look, he wears a suit and shit. Like, that's how he rolls, you know? And so in the 90s, these guys were the Fantastic Four for a full year. They were officially the Fantastic Four. These four right here.
That's crazy.
And
so what happened to like Mr. Fantastic thing and
I can't remember. Something did happen to them, though.
That's funny. Okay.
But yeah, there was a reason they weren't the Fantastic Four anymore. But for whatever reason, I haven't read this comic because it's not out yet, but for whatever reason, the new Fantastic Four is back.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know why they are back, but you know, Ghost Rider, Hulk, Spider-Man, and Wolverine are a team again. Like, fighting, I'm guessing they're going to help the Fantastic Four, try to save them or something. This will be written by Peter David. If you don't know who that is, he's very famous. He's won 12 big-time awards for comic books and movies and television show scripts. He's done plenty of comic series that you might know, including The Incredible Hulk, Aquaman, Young Justice, Supergirl, Fallen Angel, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2099, and X-Factor. So he's pretty seasoned. He's been doing this ever since the 70s, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But yeah, so Peter David, new Fantastic Four. When is the release date for this guy?
Well, look up that. Well, Wags says that he remembers this. Apparently, Thing wore a mask for like most of the 90s because Wolverine and him got in a fight, and Wolverine
slashed his face.
Yep.
Yep.
And so he was wearing a mask for a while to, I guess, cover it up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's true. There was even a time where the Thing mutated and was growing spikes.
Oh,
doing
shit.
Rock spikes on him.
Damn.
Looks scary as fuck.
No date yet, though?
No, I will tell you as soon as I can find it, which will probably be in a little bit. AJ?
What should I talk about here? All right, let's talk about all these companies buying companies and shit, and other companies buying other things. Let's talk about something easy. Have you heard of Wordle?
Wordle?
Yeah, it's not a Pokemon. It's
by
a
the
game.
Way, May 25th for that new Fantastic Four comic. May 25th. Keep your calendars open to get it. The fuck is Wordle?
It's this. It's a game. It's not an app. You can go on, it's a webpage that you go to. So you can just Google Wordle, and if you come across some UK website, that's it. And it's a word game. So here's kind of what it looks like. You have just a grid, and pretty much you're trying to guess a five-letter word. All you do, though, is you type in a word, And it tells you what letters in that word are correct. You know, and if it's green, it means that letter is correct and it's in the exact spot it needs to be in. Or it might come up yellow, as in, yeah, this letter is in this word, but it's not in this spot. And if it comes up gray, then that letter does not exist in that word. So then, you know, you get one word, you type in, you just think of a five-letter word, you type it in, look at the colors that show up, and you try again.
You're making me feel like gone, bro. I got steam coming in my ears, there's spirals in my eyes. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about right now, but go on.
But it's a crazy word game that's been taking off in the last few weeks. Everyone's been playing this shit. People have been posting links about their scores and all that. You get six tries to guess the word. So, for example, this morning, spoiler for Wordle today, I typed in the word green to see if that was the word, right? Just to get something out of it, right? Gave me all black. So G-R-E-E-N do not exist in this word. I'm like, okay, let me try something else. And I just wrote above. Even though it has E in it, again, I just wanted that word. Above is a five-letter word. A-B-O-V-E. O came up as yellow, meaning, okay, that yellow that letter exists in this word. But it's not in that spot. I'm like, okay, let me just try a different word. I've typed the word quick, and I came up green. So that means, okay, I is in the middle. It goes right there. I was like, okay, I know that now. So now I know there's an O that exists somewhere, and I goes in that one spot. Those are my two words. I'm like, okay, what word can I make that doesn't have all the other letters I already tried from green and above and quick, which would be G-R-A-B-Q-U-C-K-V-E-N-N. That has I and O in it, with I being in the middle. After thinking about it for like 30 seconds, I was like, moist. Let me try that. That's a word that has I in the middle, O somewhere, and doesn't have any of the letters I already tried, and it was correct. So I guess
that's dope.
So I guess the word in four tries, right? So that's pretty much what it is. You just type in random words, you know, and just process of elimination, pretty much. So that's what Wordle is, and people have been blowing up on this. So much so that the New York Times went ahead and bought it from this guy. The game came out from this one dude who just made like a little web app for his wife to entertain his wife. He's like, oh, she likes word games. Let me design this cool little game real quick and let her have fun with it. And then she loved it so much that he's like, yeah, maybe put this out into the world. Maybe people will like playing it. And people did like playing it. So much so that fucking everyone in the world played it. And now New York Times bought it from that dude. I know the New York Times is also famous for like their crossword puzzles and all that, right? So now people are afraid, just like anyone else would, when something is free and cool and then some big company buys it, then you're worried, ah, shit, they're going to ruin this shit. They're going to put it behind a paywall. They're going to burn it to the ground. They're going to milk it, right? You're going to get ads in it. So that's what everyone's worried about right now. But something in the New York Times said that the company said the game would remain free to new and existing players. Initially.
That means eventually you're going to get charged.
Exactly, right? So that kind of sucks. Anyway, I guess we'll see what happens. And then, yeah, you can play this game once a day. So you can't just continue playing it. You guess the word once, you guess it right, you're done. You wait for 24 hours for the next game, you know, the next day. So that's pretty much how the game works.
All right.
But yeah, like anyone hasn't heard of it yet, go check it out. And New York Times bought it, so enjoy it while you can.
Okay, real quick piece of news. There is a game, I believe it's for Xbox One, 360, but it's a Harry Potter online playable game that's also on systems called Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Mm-hmm.
It seems just moderately popular, not super popular, but guess what? As of January 31st, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't play that game anymore.
No, we talked about that like a couple of months ago. They announced that they were going to
Well, here's pull a the reminder.
Plug. Now it's gone.
It's been 2 days.
It's actually gone.
It's gone.
Now.
Yeah, yep. You can't play that game now. I think you can play the story solo mode, but you can't play any
other Wizard Unites is the Pokemon Go version of Harry Potter.
Oh, it's that game. That's a damn shame. Yeah. That shit took off pretty big at first when the whole
That
thing
game only lasted a couple years. Literally, like 2, maybe 3 years.
Crazy.
And it's already done. Yeah. Pokemon Go still going, though.
I know, man. You can't fuck with Pokemon Go.
And so is Niantic's first game. Freaking Portal. Is it called Portal or something? Well, I forgot that name's called. But the other game they originally had where you mess with portals, Ingress is still going on.
Is that the one before Portal?
Yeah. No. Ingress has portals in it. but Ingress made... Ingress? No. Niantic made Ingress and also made Pokemon Go. Those are the only two games that Niantic has that are still going. Actually, I think they're kind of behind, or maybe they're just using their engine. There's a Pikmin game that has like that technology of an ARG, and where you can go out in the world and do something, and that's going right now. It's new though, so who knows how long it's gonna last.
Mm.
But anyways, yeah, Harry Potter, Rizzes Unite, officially gone, guys.
All right, another real quick piece of news. A brand new TV movie studio has sprung up called Six Studios, and they're already trying to make a name by themselves by right away saying they're going to be creating a show for the Rift Wars book series. So Rift Wars is a fantasy magic book series, kind of old. It was made to be an alternative to Dungeons and Dragons. Sorcerers, magics, magic storylines, dark lords, all that shit. Golems, demons, all that shit. It's all there. And they just, you know, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings, and they fight and they travel together through adventures and journeys across the land.
Did the church have a bandits too?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure this is the devil. I'm sure of it. But yeah, the Rift Wars saga will be adapted for this new studio, Six Studio. Yeah, these books were originally written by Raymond E. Feist and Janie Wirtz. It was like one of their first projects and shit. But it's just like, it's cool to see another nerd project springing up. I like that different studios can come up and kind of get off the ground just by doing stuff that we like from books and comics. And yeah, this is more of it happening. The Rift Wars cycle is what the story, the whole book series is called, I guess. But yeah, for now they're going to start off with a trilogy and a show. So we'll just have to see where they go from there.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. I kind of want to know more about this now.
Go read a book.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right. So something else that got bought out that I just heard about too. What was it? Take-Two, who are like, they're behind the GTA. You know, in addition to Rockstar, they Rockstar and Take-Two make GTA, at least the latest ones anyways. I forgot what else Take-Two makes. But they make a few games, right? They're a big known game. They bought Zynga. They acquired Zynga. Zynga is mostly a mobile game platform. I forget. I know I played some Zynga games. I think they did like some of the word games back in the day. And then they... what do I play recently? I think I just play like Solitaire that's made by Zynga as well. Anyways, they do a lot of mobile shit games, right? They were acquired for $12 billion by Take-Two. That's something that's happened. I know last week we talked about how Microsoft is buying, what was it? Activision Blizzard, right? So that's happening, right? Guess who else is buying shit? Sony.
Oh, shit.
Bungie.
I heard they might be trying to make the Destiny series, right?
Bungie has already been making Destiny. They're already on Destiny 2.
I'm sorry. They want to make them into movies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've been hearing.
Oh, speaking of which, Halo, a trailer for Halo dropped. I forgot about that.
I forgot about it, too. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Let's see it after the podcast.
Well, guys, that's something that happened. But Sony's going to buy Bungie. Bungie, the original creators of Halo, by the way. And then Bungie left, and the Halo, you know, IP stayed with Microsoft. And Bungie went ahead and made their own games, Destiny and maybe something else. But now Sony has bought Bungie, which is crazy. I think for $3.6 billion, I think is what the price is. So yeah, now that's happening too. Maybe Nintendo's going to go out and buy some shit now. I don't know. But everyone's buying shit right now. I heard a theory too that people are saying, like, why is it all these guys buying shit up now, like all of a sudden, right? And
streaming wars, bro.
Not only that, but someone was saying the metaverse. You heard about the metaverse?
Yeah, everyone's trying to get lock on IPs and stuff before stuff starts getting used up for metaverse, huh?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And then I'm guessing these companies want worlds, so you can VR into these meta worlds, right? So Bungie has Destiny, which is a big world. Activision has World of Warcraft, which is a big world, right? And maybe that's why Microsoft wanted them. So maybe they're trying to build to that. I don't know. That's a theory I heard someone talk about today, which sounds interesting. But yeah, Sony's buying them. We'll see if that happens. And then we got Microsoft getting Activision. Yeah, it's getting crazy out there, guys.
All right. Other news. Netflix is making a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. I didn't know this was fucking happening. I knew there was a new Chainsaw Massacre movie coming, but I didn't know Netflix was making it. Which, I don't know, man. Sometimes they just throw movies together, so I'm a little bit, like, questionable about it. Apparently there's a trailer. I haven't seen the trailer yet. Maybe I'll watch it after we watch the one for the shit we were... What was the one we were going to look at?
Halo.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, this is the famous story that's often said is based on a true story. It is not based on a true story. It's based on true events,
which anyone that knows...
Which are true stories.
Yes. I mean, yeah, it ain't wrong. But, you know, based on true events is drastically different than based on a true story. This means that they've basically made a quilt of a bunch of different fucked up stories that have happened and created one story from it. So don't think that there's a really a motherfucker named Leatherface running out around taking people's face off. Even though there was a guy who did run around taking people's face off.
They just tell you based off events just so you don't get scared.
Damn, imagine. That'd be really scary. They just say that so you don't freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. So this never happened. These things never happened.
That's what they tell you.
No, these things did happen, but not as one story. Like, they're a bunch
that's
of
what they want you to think.
Yeah, this from multiple crazy people, not one crazy person.
Or maybe it is just one. Maybe the media just doesn't. Shut up, AJ. Government's hiding shit, man.
Silence, AJ. You're wrong. And but yeah, there's a trailer for this. I'm gonna check it out.
Just like the government.
We're gonna see. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I don't think we need more of this. You know, it's funny. There's been another one or two ever since the one I like came out, which was in 2003 with Jessica Biel. That one's fucking good, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the only one I actually remember. I didn't see it, though, but...
Yeah, I saw it with some of you guys. Oh, no, man, I saw it with my mom. I don't remember my brother. But, that one was good to me, and I didn't really feel like I needed it anymore. And I already know the first one from the 70s is, like, traumatizing. People still talk about it.
No, is it okay?
Yeah, it's, like, bad, bro. Like, people throw up when they're watching it and shit, and people get scared. Shit. Like, it's bad. Like, it's if you look at the list of most traumatic movies ever made, it's always on the fucking list. 1970s Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. I don't even know why. Maybe something about, maybe because it's so low budget, it just makes it look really real or something.
Yeah, it's a secret, guys.
Sometimes it is with horror movies.
Yeah, because it wasn't like Saw like that, too. Like, it was like really good because it was so low budget. Yeah. It was so realistic.
They couldn't do too much, so they just had to go with what they had. So sometimes that looks fucking real or creepy, you know, like the way they do it like that. So, yeah, anyway, Netflix is doing it. I don't know if they'll have the simplicity to make it like that, but I guess we'll just have to see. AJ?
All right. I got like two more stories, see?
Oh, shit.
Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, okay. So if you live in California and you're a fan of Initial D, there is a cafe shop in El Monte, California called Fujiwara Tofu. And if anyone's a true fan of Initial D, they already know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, so the character, Takumi, the main character of Initial D, he learned to get so good at racing because... He worked for his dad's tofu delivery shop, and he had to take the tofu over the mountain at a certain time period because the shit goes bad after 30 minutes. So he had to fucking drive it over the mountain from their store down the mountain to where all the houses are and drop it off.
By racing.
And, you know, tofu is very, very soft and very delicate. So you can't fucking be driving crazy and fucking jerking the car everywhere. You have to drive it smoothly so the tofu doesn't get disturbed.
I cannot really want to watch the show now.
Dude, the show is fucking great, man. It's one of the best anime I've ever seen, Initial D. And a new season's about to come out. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow, they're just dropping a lot of shit, huh?
Yeah, there's some synergy going on here because there was also a Honda.
That corporate synergy you've been talking about.
Well, yeah, because there's also a Honda commercial, remember? Yeah, with Initial D. Like, this is all timed on purpose.
Yeah.
Sure. And, Initial D's making a big comeback. And, yeah, this restaurant popping up in El Monte is not a coincidence. Now, so I did a little bit of research as to where this came from, and apparently this first popped up at the 626 night market. Those Asian night markets, mainly Korean, but sometimes they do Japanese markets too, like restaurants and stores.
Yeah, yeah, for
like,
those.
Like an evening event. I'm sure you probably love it if you've never been to it. You'd really
Been to one yet.
You would really like it. And you know, basically you could just buy small portions of their shit that they sell normally. Or they're, you know, or you can just buy a regular restaurant shit from them, right? And this has already gained a lot of popularity. And you can buy some things that are popular from the show. I think they just kind of got traditional Japanese tofu items and items you would normally get at tofu places, like sweet red beans, you know.
Tofu pudding.
Tofu tempura. Oh, shit, tofu pudding. Traditional tofu.
Tofu tamagoyaki?
Yeah, it's like grilled egg tofu combination platters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know it is a tofu shop. That's why they got boba too in Taro.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys are, and the main thing about this store is it seems not only to be just a little reference and like novelty place to
$5, $6, $7, it's not bad.
Yeah, to not just a novelty place to Initial D, but apparently people around the area have taken in the culture, and they bring come through and they bring their racing cars.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so if you know that's dope. You look up any pictures or look up any YouTube videos about people with it, mm-hmm. they come through and they bring their racers and their nice ass souped up cars and shit.
I'm gonna come through with my American muscle.
Yeah, actually, your car's not bad. You can come through with yours. You know, you'd be up there. You know, you'd be up there.
But it's not a tuner though. Like people are like, the fuck.
Yeah, people, you are gonna want to see a tuner, like see what you did to it. Fucking do something to it. Just put a little sticker on it or something. Like, yo, this is my upgrade. but yeah, so if you're a fan of cars or Initial D or tofu, go check this out. El Monte is not exactly close if you live in the general LA popular places to live, like LA, the Valley, Southgate. Yeah, it's more like a Southgate kind of thing. Like, I would want.
It's at least it's before City of Industry though, because
that's true.
My uncle used to live in El Monte, so I used to go there like every other weekend back when I was younger.
For anyone who doesn't know, City of Industry is like that whole mechanized city that's controlled by the mad supervillains in Final Fantasy VII, you know? Like,
is it? Is that what, I just thought that was Frankenstein was.
Yeah. It's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Yeah, Fujiwara Tofu. Check it out, guys, if you're fans of Initial D. You want to go, AJ? Or
yeah, sure. So, Sega, known for Sonic the Hedgehog, right? Stuff like that. They also had like a huge arcade out in Japan, right?
Yes.
Or maybe had one because weren't they closing them down or some shit recently?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Sega!
Sega, apparently they had a bunch of shares in some arcade type thing. They went ahead and sold off all their shares. They are no longer in the arcade market.
Who?
Sega.
Oh shit.
So all their Sega arcades that exists are gonna be gone pretty soon, and they're all gonna be coming Gigo arcades apparently in the future, because I think that's who they sold their shares to. Back in 2020 they actually decided to sell some of their shares, actually 85% of their shares, and then the other 15%, actually it says 14.9%, so maybe they kept 0.1% of shares. I don't know what that's about there, but they just went ahead and sold off the rest of it to Genda Inc. So Sega Arcade Japan will become Gigo Arcades pretty soon, guys. So no more Sega Arcades. I've never got to see one, so I don't know. I feel bad that I won't ever get to see one now. Hey, did you ever go to a Sega Arcade out there when you were in Japan?
Oh yeah, a bunch of times.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, they're cool enough. Right, that's the one. I think the Taito building is a little bit better though, because I feel like he has more fighting games in it. The second one wasn't really about fighting games; it was about like claw games and like one player games and shit.
Right.
Yeah, the Taito building was better because they had like Tekken and Street Fighter in it. But yeah, so I'll throw like a few pieces of news at you real quick. SWAT Cats. If you've never seen SWAT Cats.
That sounds familiar.
This is your chance because it's getting a reboot, which I think is it's a continuation of the original one.
Okay.
If anyone doesn't know, this is a cartoon made in the 90s around the time of Ninja Turtles with the height of popularity that Ninja Turtles had. And they're going to be rebooting and doing a new one about a young new generation of SWAT cats being trained by these ones to, you know, basically defend the city of Mega Cat City.
Oh, Hanna-Barbera. Whoa. Yeah,
it was really good, man. I love SWAT Cats.
I remember hearing about it. I don't think I've ever seen it, though.
They're badass.
I feel like it was there toys? I feel like I might have seen toys here and there.
The toys were pretty popular. Okay. I feel like the toys were more popular than the cartoon. You know what I mean? Like,
that happens sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah, so SWAT Cats is coming back. Keep an eye out for that. The toys will be around as well. New characters, more stuff. This is made by Viacom CBS, so I'm sure, assuming it's going to be on Peacock.
Yeah, no.
Wait, is that
CBS
has all access. Yeah, all isn't access. That one gone? No, that's what it is now.
Oh, did I get absorbed to something else? No, because Peacock is NBC. So those are two different.
Oh,
things.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. So all access. I'm assuming we'll have this.
Paramount. I think that CBS became Paramount, right?
Paramount Plus.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. All access became Paramount Plus. Yeah, you're right. That's what it was. That's what I was thinking about.
And Wag says can't hold a candle to Samurai Pizza Cats.
True. That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Man.
Yeah, keep it. All right, so other news. Joseph Morgan, who you may know from Vampire Diaries, if you're into that, or the originals, he got casted as Brother Blood in the new Teen Titans season, the live action one that's coming out next year. Brother Blood, for anyone who doesn't know, he's a cultist leader who you know, has mind control and hypnosis, and he lives for a really long time. Basically, he's just like a regular cult guy, you know, just like anyone that you would know, you know,
regular cult guy, you know. Like your friend at the office, you know.
Yeah, well, he's trying to spread his religion, take over the world, and use blood to do it. So I love that they're doing that, and I love they picked a really good, capable, scary ass actor. I don't know where they're going with this, but I'm down. That's all I'm gonna say about it. Taika Waititi, the guy who is making one of my favorite comic book movies of all time into a live action movie, as well as he's done Thor: Love and Thunder, which we'll be getting soon. He's got a new movie coming, and it's gonna be a pirate based comedy action movie. So imagine that humor that you got in Thor: Ragnarok, but with a pirate action movie.
Okay, I like that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool fit for him. We don't have any dates on it or anything like that, but you can bet the cast is going to be amazing if it's this motherfucker.
He did Space Pirates, so, you know, actual pirates now, you know, I get it.
Easy stuff now. Yeah, AJ, you want to say one more?
I got two more here.
All right, go for it.
So Discord, you know, the chat platform that we use. By the way, guys, collision28.com/discord. You can join our own Discord. Have some fun there. Go make it popular. Sony and Discord had a collaboration that they mentioned like last year. I think it was last May or something like that. They talked about they're going to be working with Discord to make some type of connectivity. They finally did it. They finally did something. So now you can go ahead and link your PSN account to Discord, which doesn't really do anything other than let people know when you're playing a game on PlayStation.
That's something.
That's all it is right now. But I think they slowly might start actually doing some connections, and maybe you might be able to use Discord on your PlayStation in the future, which would make, you know, gaming more easier. I hear maybe the Xbox's voice chat isn't the best. Most people just go to Discord anyway, especially if you're cross-platform. Discord is awesome. But now if you're like playing on your PlayStation, waiting for your friends to get on, but they're just over there busy on Discord, and see, oh shit, AJ's over there playing a PlayStation game. I'm going to jump on that with him right now because I see that he's doing it. He didn't go and tell me. So yeah, you can do shit like that now. That's pretty much it right now. But yeah, I guess look out for more connection between that coming soon.
All right. One game that has not been available for free is now available for free for Switch to download until next Thursday. Daemon X Machina.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how good that game is. I think people like it a lot, though.
Isn't it based off an anime or no?
I think it's based off of an old game, like a previous game.
Okay.
But it's available for free for download right now.
That's cool. On what? On the Switch?
Yep.
Wow, okay. That's weird.
Yeah, only till next Thursday, till February 13th.
That's weird. Okay.
Valentine's Day special, motherfuckers.
All right. My last bit of news is a kind of a weird one. You know how people... I think this was a mod. I don't think this was an actual game that was being in production. I'm pretty sure it was just a mod. But it looks like it might have been a real thing. It's pretty much a 64 version of Garfield.
It's a me, Garfield.
What the fuck?
So they actually took Mario 64 and kind of made a Garfield game over it.
It's me, Garfield. That's fucking funny.
And then even as he's like walking around here, you can hear Garfield's grunts, similar to like the animated cartoons from back in the day too.
That's
But it's like a, I think it's called Garfield Desolation, something like that, which is sounds kind of scary. But yeah, just something that came up on the internet. It says footage from an old N64 game, a prototype based in Mario 64. Whoa. The game was never released. That's what it says down here in the comments. But then it says Garfield Desolation is a hack by Anonymous Moose. So I'm not sure if this was a game that someone just modded as a hack, or if this was an actual game in development.
I think they modded it as a hack.
Oh
shit, look at all the comic panels they're randomly.
Yeah. I don't know, but this is kind of creepy in a way. but also just very interesting. And I love how, like, just that beginning part. It's me, Garfield. Like, that's hilarious.
It's fucking funny.
It's a meat Garfield.
Oh, man. But yeah, go ahead and check that out on YouTube, Garfield 64. It's weird. Yeah, it looks strange and shit, but I don't know if it's added. Oh, he jumped into the chimney. Oh, shit, what the fuck? I like how the actual the walls in the background are like from the TV show or like from the comics.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy right there. Yo, did like a fucking atomic bomb go off? That's just like their shadows, like their ashes.
That's really weird.
That's fucking. Look at that. Jump over there. Jump over there.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right? They're not really there. Wow. Anyways, you can go find that on YouTube, guys.
I'm straight.
That's all I got.
It's me, Garfield. That's fucking funny. All right. One other thing that I'm not going to talk about too much because AJ hasn't caught up all the way is Book of Boba Fett. I watched that. I forgot to mention it, and that's really fucking good. Big surprises the last episode, but we'll talk about it when it's over.
Is it not done yet? Is there some more?
One more left.
There's one more episode. Okay. Yeah.
As from Focus Weeks, more Digimon. Hopefully we can get a tournament in one of these days soon. I'm going to start requesting some time
off. I'm just going to... Oh, actually, I think this weekend, I think Wags wanted to hang out. I think we're going to go do it, finally. Because King Fandom does them every Sunday. I think Paper Heroes does them on Wednesdays.
Ooh, I think I'm off Wednesday.
And then I know over the spot in Agora that I go to, Game Ogre, does them on Thursdays.
I think we can make one of those work.
Maybe, yeah. I work tomorrow night, so I can't make that Thursday one. Maybe we can skip an episode of Unfocus one day and go to Paper Heroes.
Whoa. Yeah, maybe. I might be down. That'd be cool.
You know, we'll just say we're sick or something. They don't need to know.
Yeah, right?
You guys don't need to know.
They wouldn't know anyway.
If we don't have a show one day, you know why.
Other than that, maybe get back into Outer Banks or... I don't know what else am I...
Oh, you haven't gotten to season two yet?
No, I haven't seen season two yet because I got caught up in Cobra Kai, man.
Oh, yeah.
Cobra Kai never die.
It's worth it.
And, I don't know. I really want to rewatch the Chucky movie so I can watch that new Chucky show that's out that's really good right now.
Oh, is it a show?
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Okay.
I haven't gotten around to that, so... I think that's basically it for my Unfocus Week. AJ, what you going to do?
You know, hang out, chill, you know.
True.
Probably play some Digimon, do some more like video editing shit. I might have to go fucking get Pokemon Legends Arceus because everyone's been playing it. Everyone says it's amazing. It's different than all the other Pokemon games. People are saying it's definitely like a cross between, you know, what you know from Pokemon, but also like Breath of the Wild. Kind of a mix.
Interesting.
A lot of crafting you got to do, a lot of moving around you got to do. You know, you don't go into like a turn-by-turn basis battle when you're battling Pokemon. At least I don't think you do. Mm-hmm. And you got to also, like, you want to complete the Pokedex to play in this game, people are saying too. Like,
you get something out of it.
And like, it's not enough just to go and catch the Pokemon. You also got to like find Pokemon in the wild and explore their habits in the wild.
Build a Pokedex?
Yeah, and also you want them on your team to see how they perform their attacks or shit like that, or what attacks do they have.
Yeah, they work as a train.
And that's how you fill out your Pokedex, like, for reals. So that's something different, too.
Cool.
So, yeah, like, this is a different game. I haven't played it. I haven't seen anyone play it yet. I haven't watched it, but I've just been hearing people review it, talk about it real quick. So I'm going to have to go do that. I know someone did say that they prefer this game a lot more over, like, the recent remakes of Diamond and Pearl. Because they also said, which is kind of what I'm feeling, too, is that after playing it for a few hours, you just realize it's the same Pokemon games you've been playing forever. And you kind of lose interest.
Yeah, the formula is just too similar. I think that's why I slowly tuned out of Black and White, because I was like, it's cool because there's a new shit, but it's the same formula.
Yeah, no, I skipped Black and White just because at the time I never played it. I have no clue what goes on in those games. But this one is supposed to be like a breath of fresh air. Like, it's brand new, it's different, a new spin on Pokemon. So if anyone hasn't played it, it's been out of the loop, maybe you want to go check this one out. And I might go and do that and maybe just disregard Pokemon, the new remakes of Diamond and Pearl. I do have Pokemon Snap that I got for Christmas that maybe I should go and play too. I don't know. But yeah, I'll see what I'll do with that. And yeah, just the usual Smash, go play some more Smash and all that, right? Yo, I didn't tell you, but like we talked about me getting the hammer, right? Playing some Smash. I did a little bit with Corrin this week.
Corrin? Who the fuck's Corrin?
The and Fire Emblem Dragon Chick
person. Oh, you do a Corrin, huh?
Yeah. Like, I think I used some Yoshi against some people. I know with Christo against his Sora, I went Corrin all the way in one. Which I didn't think I would be able to do. I didn't think I was going to do anything with Corrin.
Chris? Okay, yeah, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
I 2-0'd him with Corrin.
Oh, like, you 2-0'd him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Against the Sora. Fucking Sora's annoying.
Yeah, dude, I hate that fool. The fact that he can max out like three jumps and then start doing shit is
that's some bullshit.
Annoying,
I know.
Dude.
I did find a way around that fucking zoning in shit, though. Like, if he doesn't hit you the first two times, but the third one kind of spots you and starts zooming at you, I learned that I don't think you can hit him out of it, but you can roll out of it. And when you do that, you get a free hit off of him. So maybe something to try to time is, you know, hopefully avoiding the first two dashes and then roll out of the second one, and then he's going to be open right there. Mm-hmm. I haven't found any other way around it yet. I try to interrupt it. I try to dodge out of it. Like, can't do it. But if you roll out of the way last second, if you weren't already targeted, you have a better
That's
shot.
That's the way? Okay. Yeah. We have to practice that out a little bit. I'm
yeah,
down.
I know. I feel like I need to practice some other shit. I was seeing some shit with Corrin. You know how she has that staff
that goes through the ground?
Yeah. There's a way to hit the corner of an edge where it can hit through the stage. So if anyone's trying to come back to the stage, you can hit through the corner of it and nail him with it. I need to learn how to do that shit.
Okay.
Anyways, but yeah. So, Smash Brothers. You know how we do.
I'm focused.
Something else? We out?
That's it.
All right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!